friends at. We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
And we're back after that short little break. So two songs by Drake, Started from the Bottom, and I believe that was Hotline Bling as well. This is the Now the Not So Lonely Show, because I'm not joined by Strauss.
What's up, dude?
It was kind of lonely in here for the first 15 minutes, I'm not even going to lie. I was kind of out of my bearings because I didn't have everything set up properly. The computer was unplugged for the music we had.
So that happens. Usually that kind of stuff only happens on a Monday.
Yeah, it's like Monday for me.
It's Monday-ish.
It is. It Monday-ish. Doesn't feel like Friday at all.
I got some updates from the world of the men's region. Your 2019 champion from the men's region, the number two seed, Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes defeats Ed Sheeran. 54% of the vote went to Shawn Mendes with 319 total votes cast. So a very good showing from the men's region from this year. So, Shawn Mendes, welcome to the Final Four. You're the first of four members of that elite group. So, congratulations, Shawn Mendes.
It's really upsetting because I didn't know how to pronounce his name. I always said Menendez. I didn't know it was Mendes.
Yep, just straight up Mendes.
That makes no sense.
Shawn Mendes.
I don't like that.
Otherwise known as underwear model that can sing okay, but the girls really, really like.
It's really because he's an underwear model. I think that has a very large part in it. Correct. Gabby agrees. It's very large part of it.
I
his music is a little. It's good.
I dig it.
It's
catchy, good.
It's
okay. It's aight.
It's aight. Yeah.
It's just aight.
A little overrated.
It's just aight. I know some people are
very salty.
Salty and probably disagreeing with that, but I would say that he's a good to above average pop artist.
Yeah, but I think the most upsetting thing for me so far in the story, Imagine Dragons lost to Destiny's Child.
Facts.
That was
how
upsetting.
Does that go down?
An upset from 6-2. Like, I wasn't here yesterday, so I was at home enjoying a nice relaxing nap, and I wake up and see...
Nice relaxing nap. Nice.
And Imagine Dragons is just...
No longer. Imagine Dragons is no longer. And all of a sudden, they're gone.
It's bracket buster of the century.
Monday's show is going to feature the women's region final, which is Ariana Grande, the number one seed, and we feel the number one overall seed in the tournament, going up against upstart Lady Gaga, who's had a kind of a career resurgence recently with the popularity of her movie, as well as the song "Shallow."
She has a movie?
Yes.
Oh, I feel a
little... I don't even know the name of the movie.
Oh, she's just in a movie.
She's in the movie.
Oh, I thought you meant like she actually had a movie. I was like, the only movie I know is coming out is for Elton John.
Oh, is she in that?
No, I don't think so. I didn't watch it yet. I've just seen that. I don't think it's out yet.
Oh, A Star is Born. That's the name of the movie.
Yeah, a lot of people like that
movie. I didn't see the film. I know nothing about it. But she's in it. She won an Oscar. She's a very successful person. She's like the only person in music history or in history of like, the world that has won a Grammy, an Oscar, a Golden Globe, and something else all within the same calendar year.
That's
impressive.
That is impressive. For someone I didn't know who she was until like I turned 12. that was like a middle school kind of, I heard her song on the radio. I was like, oh, I wonder who that is. Like, I don't know. I've never really paid attention. Mostly been hip hop and R&B kind of guy. Speaking of Drake, here on Sterling High School.
Do some more Drake.
Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Love the whole thing, never own it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say, you the best. You the best. You the best.
you got a roommate. Call me when it's going there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I'll be over there. Shout it, I'll be over there. I'll be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know was there. And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You can have my heart or we can share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Having thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Y'all don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. Is she a patient in my waiting room? Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one that never get confused with. Cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other whole thing never on it. I want this forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the, you the best, you the, you the best. You the, you the best, you the, you the best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had. Best I ever had, best I ever had. I say you the, you. Sex, love, pain, baby, I be on that tank shit. Buzz so big, I could probably sell a blank this. When my album dropped, it's a buy for the picture. And it's a buy two and claim they got it for they sister. Magazine, paper, girl, but money ain't the issue. They bring dinner to my room and ask me to initiate. She call me the referee cause I be so official. My shirt ain't got no stripes, but I can make your whistle. Like the Andy Griffith theme song. And who told you to put them jeans on? Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah, just know my condo is the crack spot. Every single show she out there repping like a mascot. Get it from the back and make your bra strap pop. All up in your slouch till the hit the
baby,
jackpot.
You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other whole thing never on it. I want this forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it.
Could she hold me down every time I hit up? When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say you the, you the best, you the, you the best. You the, you the best, you the, you the best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I say you the, you the best, you the, you the best, you the, you the best, you the, you the best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I say you the.
Oh yeah. See, this is the type of joint you gotta dedicate to somebody. Just make sure they that special somebody. Young Money.
Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
First.
Yeah. Way, way, way up.
First.
Turn it all up. Yeah. Look, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They're trying to take the way from it. With the kid and pray for you. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real popping with my family too. I got that can never leave Canada too. I got two mortgages, 30 million in total. I got that'll still try me over. I got rap that I gotta act like I like. But my acting days are over for life. Yeah, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take the way from it. With the kid and pray for you. I got people talking down, man, like I give a f-. I bought this one a purse. I bought this one a truck. I bought this one a house. I bought this one a mall. I keep buying, just make sure you keep track of it all. I got asking me about the code for the Wi-Fi. So they can talk about the timeline. And show me pictures of their friends. Just to tell me they ain't really friends. Ex-girl, she the female version of me. I got strippers in my life, but they virgins to me. I hear everybody talking about what they gon' be. I got high hopes for you. We gon' see.
I got money in the course of all my the free. About to call your ass a Uber, I got somewhere to be. I hear fairy tales about how they gon' run up on me. Well, run up when you see me, then we gon' see. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a with the kid and pray for you. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, fuck all of you. I ain't finished. Y'all don't want to hear me say it's a go. Y'all don't want to see win-win 50 or whoa. I got real ones living past Kennedy Row. I got real ones with me everywhere that I go. I'm trying to tell you, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Every time I see them, something wrong with their memory. Trying to take away from it. So tired of saving all these. Mike. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from it. With the kid and pray for you.
I'm off this one. And we are back after that short little break. So yeah, that was Drake, Energy. And we had Drake's Believe, Best I Ever Had. 6th Annual March Hammer Mayhem of Music, the Not So Lonely Show.
Nick, yeah, I'm... So you have company today.
Yes.
Shout out Shawn Mendes, winner of the men's region. He'll face the winner of either Ariana Grande or Lady Gaga, who will match up on Monday. The winner of that will face Shawn Mendes in the Final Four next week. I got to do some quick math to figure out when that show is going to be. I believe I want to say Wednesday will be that show.
Yeah, most likely. I hope. I hope I'm not in here for this because I'm a... A little salty about that U.S. versus the world. Well, yeah, U.S. versus the world. That's a little... How's that going to play out? Queen versus Destiny Child?
Listen, I don't know. I think Queen wins that one, but that whole side of the bracket has been totally weird. Here's the thing that I like, and we mentioned this yesterday. You weren't here for this, but I love the amount of buzz that this year's tournament has created. We're getting more votes this year and more retweets and quote tweets than really any other year that we've ever had, which is great. And we're having a lot of fun with this. And hopefully you guys are too. And shout out to you, Nick, and the rest of the class for doing a great job putting this tournament together and keeping it going and hyping it up. Because I think all the artists are great in this. There's not one artist in here that you're kind of like, why is this person in there?
Maybe. I have one.
ABBA?
No.
Square peg in the round. Which one's a square peg in the round hole for you?
I'm sorry. The K-pop. It just...
The K-pop doesn't do it for you?
Yeah, we all knew it was going to last.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen. Variety is a spice of life.
Yeah, but some spices make your lungs hurt.
Well, that's true, too. So, oh, yeah. Do we mean the sriracha and hummus toast? Which I saw an advertisement on our Twitter page for some reason. I don't know why. Sabra hummus with... The makings of everything that you, those little crunchies that you put on the everything bagel, mm-hmm. with like sriracha on a piece of toast.
That sounds
awful.
Sounds like you're making your stomach boil.
Do you know what hummus is?
Not something to mix with
hummus
sriracha.
Hummus is crushed up beans.
Yeah.
In like a paste.
That's so beans and paste. It's just, I only know from Taco Bell. Don't eat there. Do eat there. It's sponsorship, I guess. No, not a sponsorship. Nacho fries.
Taco Bell's.
No.
Taco Bell's good, man.
I hate it there.
I know. Well, you work there. You're not supposed
to
like
fast food. It's so pointless. off topic. Eminem. He's our next little competitor. Eminem and Drake. It's kind of like the Taco Bell and McDonald's kind of debate.
That's a great segue. That's a good point.
Yeah. It's, which one's better? McDonald's fries or Taco Bell fries?
Ooh. Wow. I would say, I think McDonald's fries are the number one seed.
Yes.
Because they've cornered the market, so to speak. Well, if you think about it.
Everyone eats McDonald's fries, but
I had McDonald's fries last night. I also had Taco Bell last night.
That's so... I feel like... I'm just not saying anything bad about Taco Bell's food, but because I work there, I'm just so sick of it. And I see the amount people order, and I just think to myself...
Maybe they're feeding a whole family, though.
Well, even if they're feeding the whole... I'm just saying, them nacho fries, I've seen...
They're good.
The worst of those fries, the best.
What's your take on the rattlesnake, John?
Speaking of hummus and sriracha, it's steak, you know, peppers and spicy stuff. Now it's just kind of like those bacon fries too. It's kind of like the comparison. They're very greasy. I don't like fast food. I only eat it because I work there.
I tried not to, but there's some nights like when you're running, especially when you have kids, you're running around and you're running late and you don't have time to make a meal at home. Sometimes you just got to pull the trigger.
Yeah, but Taco Bell, if I were to prefer, Taco Bell is probably better than the other
places. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. Which to you is better in this tournament? Is it Eminem or is it Drake?
I got to go with Eminem. Just because Eminem, I relate more to Eminem. Eminem. Up and coming. I relate more to him because Drake just seems kind of overhyped. He sounds like everyone else. Eminem kind of changed it a little bit. He's the white boy of hip hop. If it wasn't for him, that, as I like to say, we wouldn't have any other ones.
I agree with you. I don't know much of Drake. Obviously, Eminem kind of started coming out of his prime, like when I want to say it was like post college. I think for me,
I think it was early 2000s.
Yeah, that's which is post college for me, and he really started making a name for himself with My Name Is and all the other songs that he's got, which we're going to hear in a few minutes. But I think he's very good. He might be the artist that changed music, I think, in your generation and really brought like that hip hop more to the forefront.
Well, him and like with the release, like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, just the buzz he had around him, along with like the whole Biggie Tupac thing just ending, like nearing its conclusion, with sadly both of them passing away. It was kind of like a combined, like he took that and continued to take it forward, while Drake just seems to kind of be a bandwagon hopper.
He did win an Academy Award for Best Original Song for Lose Yourself.
8 Mile.
Back in 2002.
One of my favorite movies.
Yep.
That movie.
He received 15 Grammy Awards, which is unbelievable. And The Real Slim Shady was his second Grammy-winning album, Marshall Mathers LP. And he just has done so much, and continues to do more. And I know he's into
politics, pretty much.
Pretty much. A lot of artists are into that, though, so I can't fault him for that.
But he's lost his roots. He's now full politics. Well, he's getting back to him. But I just, after listening to the first album, Revival, it was a little too political for me. Like, if I'm listening to hip-hop and rap, I don't want to listen to his views on the 2016 election. I want to hear Eminem talk about Eminem.
I would agree with you. I'm a big, not to get off the hip-hop version, but I'm a big fan of Pearl Jam, as you guys know. And they started getting political at about right around their fourth album, and it kind of turned me off. Yeah. It turned me off a little bit, and I completely got out of it, and then I got back into it. So I guess it's just a way because they have a voice and that they have a lot of followers and a lot of voices that can be heard. That's kind of how they roll. But the Slim Shady LP released 1999, the Marshall Mathers LP just 1 year later, and then the Eminem Show 2 years after that. So three really, really big albums from him. Within that 3 or 4 year span there. So let's kick it off with some,
we'll do some Lose Yourself. The original song that made Eminem as popular as he is. Yep. We'll catch you right back after this break here on Sterling High School Radio, the Not So Lonely Show.
Spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality.
with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew see. But it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It's like winning a used me. I'm finally, cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts wander.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind, the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Gundren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that bump the villain to say back to the kids who played him. I ain't here to save the children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that straw in the gold jump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head.
That was Eminem's Monster and Lose Yourself, two of his biggest songs out there right now. I am back in the studio for the 6th annual March Mayhem Music. Nicholas Sisselwood, your host of the Not So Lonely Show.
Not So Lonely Show.
Not So Lonely. We should change the name. It should be The Men Show.
The Man Show.
The Man Show.
Because realistically, we're the only two guys in the class.
Yep, and I'm the only guy student, which makes me feel very outnumbered.
Well, yeah, and by outnumbered, you're one of five people in my class.
Yeah, so
it's, so it's like, okay.
One-fifth.
It's all good. By the way, I'm just going to throw this out there, that Lose Yourself has certified sales of 10 million copies. That makes that a diamond song.
Diamonds. Is that like one of the first? I believe it's one of the first, right?
In the U.S., that reached number one on Billboard Hot 100. It was number two in the Hot Rap Songs and number one in U.S. Mainstream Top 40.
Oh, wow. It's expected.
All-time charts in 2017. It's saying position 100, but I don't know how that is read, but that's weird. Year-end charts, it ended at number 63 in 2002.
63 is not bad.
That's not bad at all. For a rap song to be in an era where rap wasn't really the main genre, I think that's saying something.
It is. It's a lot of Eminem songs are like that. I feel like people saw, isn't he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
He is not. I don't think he's eligible yet because his first album did not. You're eligible the 25 years after your first album is released. So his first album was released in 1996. So that would put him, he's about 5 years short.
Wow.
He's getting there, though. Eligible, and I think could get in.
No, I believe he could. I think he would get in.
I think he would, too.
I know Run DMC's in there, right?
Run is in. Tupac is in.
Of course.
I don't think Biggie is in.
That's a crime. They need to be shut down.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think because you're putting hip-hop artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think you just need to rename the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to the Music Hall of Fame. I've had this debate with my students all the time. I have no problem with hip-hop being a part of a Hall of Fame. Right. I have no issue with that. But if you're going to call something the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, keep rock and roll in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's my two cents on
that. There should be two separate ones at least. There should be one for
Or every. Just combine them. I mean, whatever, but it's all music. It doesn't really matter to me, but there are some artists that I don't think should get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Eminem, I think, deserves to be in when he's eligible. I mean, he's a very accomplished artist, and believe it or not, Lose Yourself finished the decade from 2000 to 2009 at number 28 on the Billboard Hot 100.
That's good, considering the amount of music that came out in that decade that everyone was jamming to.
How about them? How about things you can look up on
Google?
That got Song of the Year, nominated for Song of the Year. It won for Best Male Rap Solo Performance and Best Rap Song in 2004.
That's good.
Best Video from a Film in 2003.
Yeah, that's... Oh, man, and you know what really surprised me? I know a lot of people haven't even seen the film.
I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen it. I always see the same parts of the movie, like where he's up on the stage and he's spitting the bars out and he freezes. I see that part all the time, and the part where he fights with his mom.
I think if you're gonna be an Eminem fan, you should know. You should at least see it once.
I agree.
It's kind of like if you're like World War II buff, you should at least see Saving Private Ryan once. The obligated movie. Adam Sandler's movies. You should, if you're gonna be a comedy
Happy Gilmore, fan, you have to see. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you.
You can do it.
Don't forget, on Monday's show, Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga in the Women's Region Final. That will take place on Monday at roughly 9:15. The voting for today's matchup will be just live in just a few minutes, and so you get a chance to vote. You're going to have a 24-hour period to vote on this one, and you'll know the winner by about this time tomorrow. So it should be a good one. Drake, Eminem, could go either way. Not sure. The people will decide in just a few minutes.
Eminem, it's kind of took the place by storm, but you know, you never know what could happen. Drake is a very big artist. Eminem, just as big, and we're gonna go into Mockingbird. Oh, wrong one. Sing for the moment, Mockingbird. After this, we'll see you right here after this break.
Nice.
Knock him out. His thoughts are whacked. He's mad, so he's talking back. Talking black. There's no control. He just lets his emotions go. Of the killers, a sinner's mind is a sanctum. Holy or unholy, only have one homie. Only this gun, only, cause don't anyone know me. Yet everybody just feels like they can relate. I guess worlds are a motherfucker. They can be great, or they can be great, or even worse, they can teach hate. It's like these kids hang on every single statement we make, like they worship us, plus all the stores ship us platinum. Now how the f*** did this metamorphosis happen? From standing on corners and porches just rapping to having a fortune, no more kissing. But then these critics crucify you, journalists try to burn you, fans turn on you, attorneys all gonna turn it to get their hands on every dime you have. They want you to lose your mind every time you mad, so they can try to make you out to look like a loose cannon. Any dispute won't hesitate to produce handguns. That's why these prosecutors wanna convict me, just to get me off of these streets quickly. But all they kids be listening to me religiously, so I'm signing CDs while police fingerprint me. They're for the judge's daughter, but it's grudges against me. If I'm such a menace, it doesn't make sense, B. It's all political. If my music is literal and I'm a criminal, how the f*** can I raise a little girl? I couldn't, I wouldn't be fit to. You're full of s*** too, Guerrera. That was a bitch that hit you. It was my fault, and I'll get sued. See, what these kids do is hear about us toting pistols, and they want to get one because they think this cool, not knowing we really just protecting ourselves. We entertainers, of course it's affecting ourselves, you ignoramus, but music is reflection of self. We just explain it, and then we get our checks in the mail. It's to paint it, how we can come from practically nothing to being able to have anything that we wanted. That's why we sing for these kids who don't have a thing, except for a dream and a rat magazine, who post pinup pictures on their walls all day long, idolize their favorite rappers and know all their songs. Or for anyone who's ever been through shit in their lives, do they sit and they cry at night wishing they died? Do they throw on a rap record and they sit and they vibe with nothing to you but with the in their eyes? That's why we seize the moment, try to freeze it and own it, squeeze it and hold it, cause we consider these minutes golden. And maybe they'll admit it when we're gone. Just let our spirits live on through our lyrics that you hear in our songs, and we can sing.
Haley, I know you miss your mom. And I know you miss your dad when I'm gone, but I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. I can see you sad, even when you smile, even when you laugh. I can see it in your eyes, deep inside you wanna cry, cause you're scared. I ain't there, daddy's with you in your prayers. No more crying, wipe them tears, daddy's here, no more nightmares. We gon' pull together through it, we gon' do it. Laney uncle's crazy, ain't he? Yeah, but he loves you, girl, and you better know it. We're all we got in this world, when it spins, when it swirls, when it whirls, when it twirls. Two little beautiful girls, looking puzzled in a daze. I know it's confusing you, daddy's always on the move, mama's always on the news. I try to keep you sheltered from it, but somehow it seems the harder that I try to do that, the more it backfires on me. All the things growing up is daddy that he had to see. Daddy don't want you to see, but you see just as much as he did. We did not plan it to be this way, your mother and me, but things have got so bad between us. I don't see us ever being together ever again, like we used to be when we was teenagers. But then of course everything always happens for a reason. I guess it was never meant to be, but it's just something we have no control over, and that's what destiny is. But no more worries, rest your head and go to sleep. Maybe one day we'll wake up and this'll all just be a dream.
Now hush, little baby, don't you cry, everything's gonna be alright. Stiff your metal, pull it up, little lady, I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya through the night. I know mommy's not here right now, and we don't know why. We feel how we feel inside. It may seem a little crazy, pretty baby, but I promise mama's gonna be alright. It's funny, I remember back one year when daddy had no money. Mommy wrapped the Christmas presents up and stuck them under the tree and said some of them were from me, cause daddy couldn't buy them. I'll never forget that Christmas, I sat up the whole night crying, cause daddy felt like a bum. See, daddy had a job, but his job was to keep the food on the table for you and mom. And at the time, every house that we lived in either kept getting broken into and robbed or shot up on the block, and your mom was saving money for you in a jar, trying to start a piggy bank for you so you could go to college. Almost had $1,000 till someone broke in and stole it. And I know it hurt so bad it broke your mama's heart, and it seemed like everything was just starting to fall apart. Mom and dad was arguing a lot, so mama moved back on the Chalmers in a flat one bedroom apartment, and dad moved back to the other side of 8 Mile on Novara. And that's when daddy went to California with his CD and met Dr. Dre and flew you and mama out to see me. But daddy had to work, you and mama had to leave me. Then you started seeing daddy on the TV, and mama didn't like it, and you and Laney were too young to understand it. Papa was a rolling stone, mama developed a habit, and it all happened too fast for either one of us to grab it. I'm just sorry you were there and had to witness it firsthand, cause all I ever wanted to do was just make you proud. Now I'm sitting in this empty house, just reminiscing, looking at your baby pictures. It just trips me out to see how much you both have grown. It's almost like your sisters now. Wow, I guess you pretty much are, and daddy's still here. Laney, I'm talking to you too. Daddy's still here. I like the sound of that chair. It's got a ring to it, don't it? Shh, mama's only gone for the moment. Now hush, little baby, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be alright. Stiffen that up, pull it up, little lady, I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya through the night. I know mommy's not here right now, and we don't know why. We feel how we feel inside. It may seem a little crazy, pretty baby, but I promise mama's gonna be alright. And if you ask me to, daddy's gonna buy you a mockingbird. I'ma give you the world. I'ma buy a diamond ring for you. I'ma sing for you. I'll do anything for you to see you smile. And if the mockingbird don't sing and that ring don't shine, I'ma break that birdie's neck. I go back to the jeweler who sold it to you and make him eat every carrot. Don't fuck with that.
That was Eminem's Mockingbird and... I forget the other. Sing for the Moment, I'm pretty sure.
Yep. Two good songs. Even though they ripped off an Aerosmith jam, I'm okay with it.
Looks like your procrastinators have found interest in something.
Yeah. I'd like to just make a quick note that next week, starting on Tuesday, you're going to get some spring activities updates here on Sterling High School Radio.
On Tuesday?
Yep, on Tuesday.
You sure they're all going to be done by Tuesday?
No, they'll be done by Monday, so we can load them in, and you can hear them on Tuesday.
Yes, you can hear them on
Tuesday.
So
you'll have those on Tuesday, ready to go. You're going to get updates from senior prom, senior trip,
the musical,
boys tennis,
yeah, always a highlight,
and even some jazz band stuff as well.
Maybe some jazz,
which is good.
Stuff. I didn't even know we had a jazz band.
Very much looking forward to hearing those, and they'll all be done on Monday. On Monday, at the end of the block.
By the end of the block.
Yep. And we're also going to have a show on Monday, too, so that actually works out. It's the Ariana Grande Lady Gaga final in the women's region. The poll is now live, even though I screwed up the first one. I've retweeted
The Eminem versus
the Eminem versus Drake.
The retweeted.
Who should which artist should win the old school versus new school region between number one seed Drake, number two Eminem? Voting is now live yet again.
If I play all old Eminem songs, does it count as old school?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I haven't played a recent song from Eminem this
That's
entire
okay.
time. I feel very accomplished for that.
Well, realistically, we've got like probably one song from each artist left, and then we'll close down this show, get ready for the weekend, and believe it or not, next week, the end of March, already.
I'm not ready.
Already? I mean, it's crazy. Musical next week, Chicago, starting Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Also a show on Friday, 7 o'clock. And then two shows on Saturday, one at 2 o'clock and one at 7 o'clock. So make sure you come out to Sterling High School on either one of those days or all of those days and check out the show, which should be a very, very good show. Looking forward to seeing the show.
Seeing this, heard rumors that there's a lot of people in it this year. Is there a possibility you will be in it? We all saw the commercial.
I do make an appearance.
Do make an appearance.
If you are late to the show, you will miss my cameo appearance.
Oh, so you're in the beginning.
I am. I start the show.
You start the show.
I start the show. I have one line, maybe two, and I dip, and that's it. And I'm totally okay with that because I'd rather have the first line than the last one.
True.
I do what I got to do, and then I get out. I can go home.
Make sure you don't fumble, because
I'll screw it up. There's no doubt in my mind I'll screw it up.
Make it funny if you do.
I will. I mean, you got to. It's just like being on air. Like if you can't say a certain word or you screw something up, just make fun of yourself and walk off the stage. I start the show, so even if I forget my lines, the only people that are going to know
are the people that know
my lines. I could walk out there and say, "Hey, thanks for coming to Chicago, and enjoy the show."
Let's go Bears.
Go Bears or something. I don't know. Welcome to the 1920s.
To the 20s. I haven't heard much about the play. I was really hoping to get to know a little bit more about it. You know,
you'll find out on Thursday because I think we have an assembly schedule.
We have an assembly schedule. Oh,
we do. So you get a little taste of it. Taste of the show.
That'll work for the show. What time will the show start then? Do you think same time?
Same time, yeah. Should be a 7 o'clock show every night.
All right. That should be, well, for the radio station, for our, that will be the Elite. Or the Final Four.
Final Four.
Hip-hop versus U.S. versus world.
That will affect the show a little bit. Shorten it a little bit. But that's okay. That's fine at this point. So Drake or Eminem will face either Queen or Destiny's Child in the Final Four.
What's the prediction?
I've got Drake and I've got Queen. My faith in humanity. Now, I didn't think Destiny's Child would get to the finals of the U.S. versus the world region.
Neither would I.
Not in a million years did I think that was going to happen. However, they're there. It's going to be a very, very interesting show because the music that Destiny's Child put out, although albeit very good, and this just goes to show the power of Beyonce. Queen B.
Yeah.
Took that a long way.
Queen B is stronger than Queen themselves.
But can Queen take out the Queen B?
I don't know. That's a good question. It is older.
It's a good theme.
It is a good theme. The Queen versus
the Queen B.
Yeah, that would be an interesting show, but some part of me wants to think that Destiny's Child might win. What if Destiny's Child won the whole tournament?
That would be probably the biggest upset ever, and I think years going forward, like when we go back and we look at the brackets, like when we're doing next year's brackets, and we're trying to figure out which artists are in here, we go through the winners, they're going to say, okay, Red Hot Chili Peppers. How did the Red Hot Chili Peppers win the first year? And I'm like, I don't know. They just did. They didn't have a big album at the time. They just kind of went. But again, the tournament wasn't that big at the time, the first year. You know, you look at some of the other winners and everything, and you're like, how did this person win? Why isn't this person in the tournament? That's what I love about this tournament. You never know what's going to happen. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
That's expected, yeah. But the thing about it, if they beat Queen, that's in a wild game. Destiny Child's beat Queen. That means they have to beat possibly Eminem or Drake and Ariana Grande or Lady Gaga, but we all know Ariana Grande.
I think the ceiling for Destiny's Child is winning the region.
Yes.
That's as far as they get, in my opinion.
Hopefully.
I can't see Destiny's Child beating anybody else remaining in this bracket outside of Queen.
Let's hope, because I honestly want to see Queen win. I kind of enjoy their music. They have some hits, you know. I would love to see another One Bites the Dust versus some, you know, Mockingbird. Or
that would be good too.
A Queen versus Eminem show would be like two powerhouses of each genre going at each other.
It would be awesome. It really, really would be a lot of fun. So, I mean, we'll see. The polls are out right now for Drake and Eminem, and we have approximately about a dozen votes in right now. Right now, Drake, 62% of the vote.
That's not,
but still very, very early.
Close, yeah.
Very, very early. And I think once people start retweeting this and, you know, this thing starts getting legs, then eventually this will be, I think, a little bit bigger than, well, 69% of the vote going to Drake right now.
At Knights Radio on Twitter to vote.
Do it.
We're going to do, speaking of giant artists clashing, Eminem, our last little segment's going to be Eminem versus Drake. What I like to do is I play one of each song in the kind of
nice.
Play it together. For Eminem, we have Stan.
Oh, good. We'll also right also used, this is from an old Dido song called White Flag.
White Flag, I remember this one.
Yep. So shout out to Eminem for collaborating with Dido from the 90s.
One of the least popular artists. All right, we'll see you right
couple
after this
hits
break.
From her.
And it'll be all be great, just a picture on my wall. We'll see when you get back.
I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over something too, they didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like what you did with Rockets too, that was bad. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's f***ed up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty f***ed, man. You're like his f***ing idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though. I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got to tell. So that helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline. The pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you because you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous because I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together, too. My fans, this will be the last package I ever send you. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drank a fifth of vodka. Damn it, drive. You know the song by Phil Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Phil saw it all, then at his show he found him.
That's kinda how this is. You could've rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now. I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could've been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, cause I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat, I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you, cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die, too. Well, gotta go, I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, I forgot, how am I supposed to send this out?
Pregnant now, how far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph of your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that intentionally just to diss you. But what's the you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that just clowning, dog. Come on, how to fish you? You got some issues, Dan. I think you need some counseling to help your from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's the about us meant to be together? That type of to make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other, but maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope you read this you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy. I seen this one on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk. And she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a safe, but it didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn.
Look, I just flipped the switch. Flip, flip. I don't know nobody else that's doing this. Body start to drop, ayy. Hit the floor. Now they wanna know me since I hit the top, ayy. This a rolling, not a stopwatch. Don't ever stop. This the flow that got the block hot and super hot, ayy. Give me my respect. Give me my respect. I just took it left like on ambidex. I moved through London with the Euro steps. Got a sneaker deal and I ain't break a sweat. Catch me cause I'm gone. Out of there, I'm gone. High, go from 6 to 23 like I'm LeBron. Serving up a pack, ay, serving up a pack. Pulling gimmicks cause they scared to rap. Ay. Funny how they shook, ay, got me shook. Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look. Ay. I'm a bar spitter, I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dart. I'm a wig splitter, I'm a tall figure, I'm an unforgiving wild dog. Something wrong with him, got him all bitter. I'm a bill printer, I'm a grave digger. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't have no time for no misunderstandings again. It's a rollie, not a stopwatch. Don't ever stop. Future took the business and ran it for me. I let Ollie take the aisle, told him brand it for me. I get 2 million a pop and that's standard for me. Like I went blind, dog, you gotta hand it to me. Gotta give me that, dog. Prayed, then I prayed again, baby. Had a moment, but it came and went. They don't love you no more. Y'all don't wanna play with him. No, no, no. There'll be morning, you like 8 a.m. Pinky ring till I get a wedding ring. Whoa, yeah. Love my brothers, cut them in on anything, bitch. And you know it's King Slime, Drizzy Dan, woo, yeah. She just said I'm bae, I hit the thizzle dance, Matt Drake. Either hand is the upper hand, woo, yeah. Got a bubba on my other hand, woo, yeah, yeah. Ain't no 100 bands, no, 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 no. Palace look like Buckingham. Bills so big, I call them Williams, for real. Reasons to go crazy, got a trillion, for real. They been trying me, but I'm resilient, for real. I can't go in public like civilian, for real. And I hardly take offense. Money for revenge, man, that's hardly an expense. I'll hang in checks off of all of my events. I like all the profit, man, I hardly do percents.
I don't do that shit.
A big part of me resents that I knew from when I started in it. They see what I got, and man, it's hard to be content. Got going on, I gotta represent. Hey. It's a rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't never stop. This the flow that got the block hot, got super hot.
That was Drake's Nonstop and Eminem's Stan for the 1v1 matchup. Voting is live at Nights Radio on Twitter.
Do it. Vote.
The Not So Lonely Show.
Not So Lonely. Drake, 58% of the vote right now. 22 hours left. Take your phones out. Vote. Go.
I'm losing faith. Vote for Eminem. He's clearly superior than Drake. So it's time to go.
That's going to wrap it up.
You will see us Monday.
Yes, you
for
will.
For the, what was it, the women's?
Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, Monday. Should be a great show and a great poll. I think that one could go either way. I do feel a slight edge to Ariana Grande. I think she wins at 60% of the vote.
I think
goes Ariana Grande.
I think more of a 55-45.
55-45?
The way the tournament's been going so far with Lady Gaga. But I think it's Shannon and Julia, so they will be DJing and showing us the ropes on who is better.
Yep.
Giving their, hopefully, educated opinions.
We might have a winner by next week.
We might.
That's a possibility.
I really hope not. I wanted to drag out a little bit longer.
It's a lot of fun, this tournament.
I want a tie. I want Eminem
overtime
tie. Yeah. We need an all time.
There was overtime drama yesterday. You missed it. It was
Drake and Queen in One Direction.
Queen in One Direction. It was pretty savage, but it was fun.
I got to watch that one vote.
Yep, One Direction, 2 overtime. They're 1-1 in overtime this season. But that's, I mean, hey, listen, it is what it is. Real tournament, NCAA tournament, starts in about an hour and a half. So get your brackets out, get your TVs ready, get your streaming devices ready.
UNC
and
taking the whole thing again.
Yep, I have UNC winning it, even though I'm a Duke guy.
I don't believe it.
Got to pick upsets. I'm not confident in my bracket this year, I will say that. But show Monday, Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga. Vote now, Drake, Eminem. Nick, great job on the Not So Lonely Show today.
The Not So Lonely Show. All right, we will see you on Monday. You will see me again on Tuesday, as I will be in here for the U.S. versus the World Finals. And we're going to leave you guys out with a little bit of Green Day. We'll see you tomorrow, or Monday.